Haniyeh was killed in Iran on Wednesday, the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard said in separate statements. Reuters' Leila Davies reports.
The news comes less than 24 hours after Israel claimed to have killed the Hezbollah commander it said was behind a deadly strike in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights, complicating chances for a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuhri told Reuters it is a grave escalation intended to undermine Hamas's resolve, adding that the group are confident of victory. Haniyeh, who is normally based in Qatar, has been the face of Hamas's international diplomacy as the war set off by the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October the 7th has raged in Gaza, where three of his sons were killed in an Israeli airstrike.
Reuters' Leila Davies. The body of Hezbollah military commander Fuad Shukr has been found in rubble in the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital of Beirut, two security sources told Reuters on Wednesday. VOA's Steve Karish spoke with Nimrod Goren, the senior fellow for Israeli affairs at the Middle East Institute, about what might happen going forward.
The immediate worry is the short-term escalation that is likely to happen, mostly from Lebanon. Because, you know, with Hezbollah, the level of the commander that was killed was really high. It was really clear that an attack on Beirut will bring Hezbollah to react in a way that they didn't do so in the last few months.
Israel's military announced late on Tuesday that it had killed Shukr, whom it named as Hezbollah's most senior commander, and whom it blamed for an attack on the weekend that left a dozen youngsters dead in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Colombia's leader is pressing Venezuela's president to release recent election details to prove he was re-